Right, with a huge sigh of relief, our guest for Book Club is joining us all the way from Malta today, but her roots are very much right here in South Africa. T.A. Wilberg, born in Johannesburg, grew up mostly in Durban, and writing wasn't her original career path. She actually earned a master's degree in chiropractic before she moved to Malta. But it was her writing that offered her solace when she found herself sitting far away from home and really missing home. And we have a new mystery novel to thank for it. Tessa, it's great to have you with us on Cape Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I never imagined I'd be on live radio talking about a book I wrote.
Tessa, 7 years of study of the human body, and then a mystery novel is birthed out of it. That's quite a change of direction. But have you always been a writer?
I know, were you one of those strange. Kids?
Yeah. Were you one of those kids who was journaling all your life and working on high school newspapers, or was this a complete change of direction for you?
No, I never considered writing. I never tried it out before. I've always been a big reader, so I suppose that's about the closest it comes, but I never considered it before, which I think is why I'm so surprised that I have a book out, but so is my, you know, my family, my friends, everyone who knows me, they're just flabbergasted.
And is it a book that was genuinely born out of sheer homesickness? I mean, how did you come to try your hand at writing if it's not something you'd always dreamed of doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange how it happened that I struggled to like explain it to people. But what happened was I was sitting at home because I was waiting for my registration papers to come through. I couldn't practice at the time in Malta, so I was unemployed. And I didn't have any money. You can imagine the rand-euro exchange rate was pretty bad. So I was just sitting at home all day. I'm not the type of person who likes to do nothing. And one day I was trying to think of something that I could spend my time on that would be productive and fulfilling. And I just kept thinking I couldn't come up with anything. And then one day I just woke up and I thought, I think I should write a book. And literally that is how random it was. And immediately I thought, okay, it has to be a detective novel because I've always loved mystery and detective books to read. And I sat down, opened my laptop, and I just started writing. I had no idea how you go about writing a book, nothing about the industry. I just started typing a scene about a female detective running away from a killer. I think that was more or less what I was writing at the time. And then I just, every day, I started writing little bits. I think I wrote about 200 words a day. And eventually, about 7 to 9 months later, I realized I'd written a whole book, and I thought, maybe I should try and get this published. So it was extremely random.
Well, published it was, and the new novel called Marion Lane and the Midnight Murder is a kind of steampunk Sherlock Holmes meets Agatha Christie in Harry Potter's Potions Classroom. You must have had so much fun writing this, Tessa. Set in 1950s London, it revolves around a mysterious secret detective agency that investigates the crimes that the cops either can't or won't solve. That agency called Miss Brickett's, and it's not just figuratively underground, it's literally underground. Tessa, what was the inspiration for the deep subterranean setting?
So I was thinking when I was sort of plotting out the novel, I need this agency to be very secretive. I want it to be hidden from the outside world because of, you know, the whole story and how it unfolds. And I thought, okay, but it's in the middle of London, and I needed it to be in London. How can you hide a whole detective agency in London? And then one day, so I live in Malta, which I think you mentioned, but the capital of Malta, Valletta, has this incredible underground tunnel system, war rooms, and it's incredible. And I think around the time that I was trying to figure out this whole plot issue, my boyfriend and I, we did a tour of the underground tunnels, and I just thought, that's it, it's perfect, you hide it underground. And I think I've always been interested in sort of subterranean things anyway, so that was just, it seemed perfect.
Okay, and now into that weird and scary and creepy setting, you put your lead character, Marion Lane, who is a woman almost entirely alone in the world. She's had to stand on her own 2 feet for a long time following the death of her parents. She lives with a very apathetic grandmother who just wants her married off and off her hands, and she is not interested in that. And then you give this lovely twist to the story that, like so many women post-World War II, she has been given the opportunity to acquire skills that would never once have been in the domain of women. Namely, she's worked in a garage, and so she's good at tinkering and putting things together, and that is what brings her to the attention of the detective agency. Is that something that, that resonates with your life, Tessa? Are you a tinkerer, a gadget person, a fixer in the house?
No, I can't say I am. I mean, I'm very interested in gadgets. I just love that sort of thing. But no, I have no skills like that. I wish. I think that would be my alter ego.
Okay. Now, we don't want to give too much of the plot away, but let's just set the scene. Marion is recruited to join Miss Brickett's detective agency as an inquirer in training. And she goes into the tunnels and starts a whole new life there. And then the big mystery unfolds of a murder that happens in a locked room. Mm. It's the classic sort of Agatha Christie-esque type scenario. Tell us a little bit, without giving away too much of the plot, tell us a bit more about where the story goes from there.
Yeah, so Marion has just been recruited at about 4 months into her first year training as an apprentice detective at Miss Brickett's. And she's just learning ropes. She works in the gadgetry department mostly. And one day she arrives at work and she finds out that one of the employees of the agency has been murdered, as you say. And because of the way that the detective agency is concealed and hidden from the outside world, everyone realizes immediately that the killer must be one of the employees of Miss Brickett. So we have this in-house murder. And Marion, at first, she's, you know, not really interested in trying to solve this murder. She's just a new employee. But later on, she finds out that one of her close friends at the agency has been framed, she believes, framed for the crime. And that just spurs her on to investigate and find out who the real killer is.
Okay, and Marion herself, the most wonderful role model of a character, feisty, intelligent, she's very self-driven, very courageous, a really great character to get behind. Tessa, I'm interested to know who you envisaged as your target reader, because I've read the book myself and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a real lovely escape into a different world, which is what everybody needs right now. And then I read a couple of reviews and I was interested to see one or two people describing it as a young adult novel. And I sort of went, was it? But maybe it wasn't. Did you deliberately pitch it at a particular kind of reader?
No, I can't say that I did. Bear in mind, when I was writing it, it really was an experiment, and I was writing completely for myself. I wrote, put all the things I wanted in that book. I didn't have a target audience in mind because at the time I didn't think it would be published. I had no intention of that. So what happened is that the book came out very sort of mixed genre and strange sort of age thing. And it was one of the issues with us, with my agent, in getting it published, because a lot of publishers were sort of confused about this. But it is now marketed as a adult YA crossover. So for me, I think it appeals to kind of a very wide age range. I've got readers that are in their 70s and some that are in their teens. I think it's just more, you know, if you have a quirky taste, you will enjoy it no matter your age.
You know, when I saw the reference to it being a young adult novel, I sort of stopped and I thought this would actually be a great step up for the person who has been a Harry Potter fan and loved the mystery and the magical and the other world, you know, the world building that went with that, but has grown up a bit and is ready to step up into adult reading. I think this would be a great crossover book. So I'm glad to hear you describe it as adult/YA crossover. In terms of where you go from here, Tessa, I believe a sequel already virtually done and dusted and ready to launch early next year. Does that mean that we can look forward to a string of Marion Lane adventures going forward?
Yes. I'm so excited because I always planned to write 3 books at least. And I have just finished editing book 2, which is called Marion Lane and the Deadly Rose. And it is the sequel, and I'm in the process of writing the third book, which is untitled at the moment. And I think that will probably be it, but we'll see. And every book so far follows Marion in another year at her at the detective agency and her training as an apprentice detective.
Fantastic. For those of you who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest on the line to us from Malta is T.A. Wilberg, the author of Marion Lane and the Midnight Murder. It's a good, fun detective mystery set in a secret agency which locates itself in tunnels far below the streets of London, set in the 1950s when the city's still recovering from the war. And it's just a fun escape from the daily reality. Now, Katie asking on our email, or rather commenting that there is such hope listening to your story for all of us who have our unpublished manuscript sitting in a drawer. She loves the idea of your book being published. Her question is, did you ever go back to chiropractic, or are you now a full-time author?
Yes, I still practice, but very part-time with COVID and everything. Actually, it sort of put quite a halt on my chiropractic career. So luckily, I had writing during last year and this year. So I do still practice, but I am a full-time writer as well, so it's a lot to fit in.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to fit us in, Tessa. It's been great to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us and for sharing Marion Lane with the world. I think she is a little bit of what everybody needs right now, so great to have you joining us today.
Thank you so much.